Praise the Lord. Okay, we are looking at marriage generally. And I pray that the Lord will cause me to say something that will help someone to better their relationship in their marriage in the name of Jesus. Can you stand up? Let's pick our text as we looked at Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 5 up to verse 13. Before we sit down, praise the Lord. It says, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Exhort her. Exhort understanding. And she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thy head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee right path. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her. For she is thy life. Wisdom. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. In the name of Jesus. Please be seated. Hallelujah. And when we say wisdom here, Apostle James made it clearer for us the type of wisdom he is referring to. Because we are looking at the topic we title The Secret of a Peaceful Marriage, Part 2. These things we are speaking by the wisdom of God. These things we are saying here will help somebody who is a Christian. I've told you, it's not everything that we solve with prayers. That's why there is also the spirit of counsel. That's why we do counseling. We counsel you. That's why there is marriage counseling. It's not everything that is prayer. Sometimes the word of wisdom is all that we need. Wisdom. Because no matter how you pray, when the answer to the prayer comes, you still need wisdom to keep that answer. God himself created us and gave us that ability to handle things he has committed into our hands, and that is wisdom. Wisdom is so important. Many churches, many leaders generally, the problem they have is lack of wisdom. When you have wisdom, praise the Lord. When you have wisdom, you cannot easily be tossed about. You will not live a life of always regretting your action. Because you think before you act. You think before you live. And you cannot think until there is a wisdom to dissect what you are looking at, that situation, that condition. Wisdom gives you a bearing. Wisdom gives you the ability to deal with every situation. Every situation. Wisdom. And especially in moments of stress, when you are under stress, you need wisdom. If not, Satan will hijack that stressful condition and worsen the situation. Worsen the situation. I'm a man of experience. That's why. With the little experience I have, I speak confidently because wisdom has helped me to overcome many situations. In 2013, the most stressful period of this church, I know the stress I went through. Stress from people within who believe that they are custodians of the wisdom to handle issues. They come with all manner of advice. Amen. All manner of advice. All manner that if I were not a man of wisdom, we will have had a serious problem. One wisdom that I will continue to thank God for, that He gave me. Praise the Lord. I will continue, even recently I was still thanking God for it. I was discussing with my wife, I mentioned it. That the people that attacked us in this church, remember, all they wanted to achieve is stop us from worshiping here. They staged it. They expected that they came to provoke us. And they got the police ready. From the commissioner of police to the area commander and the DPO in this area, they got them ready. Stand by. What were they waiting for? So that we shall retaliate and say we no agree and fight. Then they will come and say they seal up this place so that there will be peace. That's all they were going for. So that they will seal up there and say, they came that the land that there is fight. When it did not succeed, Chosen Church wrote a petition that we are planning to come and attack their church, that we are saying they are the ones that came and demolished this place. That was why on Sunday of that week, that they demolished this church. That was why those 3 lorry loads of policemen came from Solo also to seal up this place. They got ready a petition that we are fighting them. So they came here to seal up this place so that we will not worship here. And immediately they started, I told everybody, including our security, I said, when they enter here, anything they are doing, just run away. Don't touch anybody. Don't retaliate. Just run away. Leave them. Let them do whatever they want to do here. But don't fight back. This is what they want to achieve. Praise the Lord. That is wisdom. But I know how many people came and said, no, we should do this. We should do that. Don't lie. I said, look at this one. You saw and passed me. Where if you enter, if you enter, even to create trouble. Praise the Lord. I'm talking about wisdom. Hey, pastor, the person that they have insider. The people that are working with you, they are the insider. They are giving the information. Hey, see the people here. This very one, they will call names, all the people working with me. And create problems. They remove them off from office. Remove this one, remove this one. They put pressure. Praise God. All I would turn and look at them and say, don't worry. I cannot face 2 battle fronts at the same time. Let us face the external one. When we finish that one, then we will come internal. Eh? Don't worry, I hear you. Eh? So don't worry, leave this one here first. Let's face the external one first, you hear? And when I refused to act, they got angry. Some of them, they have left this church because I refused to do what the devil was pushing them to advise me to do. Wisdom. Praise the Lord. It's the same thing that happens in homes. This is the wisdom that cometh from above, James. Chapter 3. Verse 14 to verse 18. This is the way Apostle Paul put it. As believers. But if you have bitter envy and strife in your hearts. Glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descended not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. The wisdom that you will apply and create problems in any union, in any fellowship, in any marriage, that wisdom is not from God. Anybody that gives you advice to scatter your marriage is whatever wisdom he gives you, that wisdom is from the pit of hell. Verse 16. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first what? What? Pure. Then what? Peaceable. Peaceable. Gentle. And easy to be entreated. That wisdom is full of mercy and good fruits. That wisdom is without partiality and without hypocrisy. That is the wisdom that cometh from above. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Try to study this scripture and meditate on what James is speaking about. Wisdom. Wisdom. With all that getting, get wisdom, get understanding. And all whatever I am exhorting you today, I am telling you about a heavenly wisdom. That if you apply it, you will have peace in your marriage. If you refuse to apply it, you will never have peace in that relationship. Last week, I gave you one of the wisdom. For those who are not here last week, in summary, what we concluded last week to look at it is both by research and according to the scripture, that if you, brother, you want to be happy in your marriage, make your wife happy. That is the summary. Didn't the adage say, as a man make his bed, that is how he will lie on top? It's true. If you want to be happy, brother, make your wife happy. Then we looked at the prayer that Saint Francis of old prayed. And I quote again. He said, God, grant me the courage to change the things I can change, the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, and the wisdom to know the difference between the things I can change and the things I cannot change. And it's a powerful prayer. Praise the Lord. So the first thing he says is he's asking God for courage to change the things I can change. And you know that there are certain issues that you can handle. To be able to change the things that you can change, first and foremost, it goes with a compromising attitude. You must be able to compromise. To compromise is to be able to give and to take. Hallelujah. You'll be able to change, compromise with the things he or she, your wife or your husband. I'm talking to the husbands and the wives now, together. It's a joint thing. Marriage is a joint contract. You should be able to take a compromising attitude concerning the things your husband or your wife likes. Or your spouse, your husband, or your partner. Let me be calling you partner this time. What your partner hates. Your partner hates something about you. Amen. You have the ability to stop doing that thing that your partner hates. So that there can be peace. If he says, he doesn't like this, he doesn't like this. Then, stop it. Change that attitude. Change that action. So that peace can prevail. The things that create problems between you and your partner, Search for it. When you know it, take a compromising attitude. Okay, let me make the sacrifice. Okay, I know I can stop this. After all, you can do without it. You can do without it. Anytime I talk like this, he gets angry. So I will not be talking like that again. He says he doesn't like this type of food. And me, I like this type of food. So, how will I do now to have peace? Okay? Wisdom tells you that I will prepare the one I like, and then I will prepare the one he likes also. Rather than saying, this is the one we eat, this is the one I know, this is the one I know, this is one not too much, all of us, eba, eba, eba. Your mama don't eat eba for village, now eba will go chop for you. Then, at that time, you go now say, okay, you will eat that eba, but you not go sleep peacefully for this house today. And secondly, in that prayer, he was asking God for the wisdom to accept the things I cannot change in my partner. There are things that your partner, you just see, you cannot change. You have found out that you cannot change. Praise God. Hallelujah. Number one, there are many, but just mention some of them. So that you, it's just give you an idea of what it is. That statement alone, even if I don't elaborate, you should know that there are some things concerning this man, concerning this woman, I cannot change. One thing is to accept the temperament of your partner. The temperament of your partner is quick to anger. When he gets angry, he is wild. When she gets angry, she's worse than fire. Temperament. Hallelujah. Don't attempt to change him or her. Don't say you are changing him or her. Temperament cannot be changed by the word of mouth like that. As believers, you will just pray. This is a solution. Pray. This is a solution to temperament. Pray that God will make your partner to be more spiritually matured. Temperance is a virtue. It's a stage of growth in Christian maturity. When you pray that your partner, if your partner is spiritually matured, the Bible says, be ye angry and sin not. There's something that we check. Check your partner. Check your partner. Listen, it is not for you to quote the word of God to how to him. When he's angry, hey, okay, you're angry. The Bible says, be ye angry and sin not. You claim to be a Christian. Hey. You are only provoking him the more. He will also quote another scripture for you. Now, Bible with a quote for me. Hey, the Bible says, suffer not a witch to live. You are a witch. Oh yeah, now, quote again. Amen. The prayer to change somebody, the person does not hear you when you offer that prayer. It is done secretly. It's a secret warfare. Take a day to be fasting for that partner of yours. Secretly be praying. Hallelujah. Just get the person to be interested in Bible study with you. Because remember, the Bible says, thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I may not sin against thee. Hallelujah. Anybody that is loaded with the word of God, in your heart, you are loaded with the knowledge of his word, his expectation, you don't sin anyhow. When temptation comes, the scriptures will be flooding your heart when you are doing something bad. Waka, 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 waka. You say, hey, Father, have mercy on me. You will stop it. But when you are empty of God's word, you will have no limit to stop what you are doing. Because there's nothing to check you. And the word of God is quick and powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword. It goes even to the divine asunder of, marrow, bones and the marrow. It will break the most stubborn person down. If that word can find a place in the person's heart. Praise the Lord. So it is good, some of you, what you do is to lure the person to go to your church. Because you know, then the day you agree, say you go follow, you go church. You enter room and pray, Lord, cause the pastor to say something that will touch this man. It happens. Praise the Lord. A sister, the husband was a drunk. We had a testimony here some time ago. The man was so much a drunkard until this little bottle of whiskey. There's always one for this pocket, one for inside that pocket, one for this pocket. Every time there must be whiskey, that small whiskey, small shots. They can shock himself. And when he comes, that woman is in trouble. Praise the Lord. And the woman prayed. The man will not change. He loved alcohol so much. Then one day we are having our communion service. And then she told the man, we have communion service of our church. Our communion service, now alcohol with a drink. The man said, eh? Free alcohol. He said, yes. He said, I will follow you. Koniman died, Koniman buried. That woman entered her room and prayed, Lord, today arrest this man. Arrest this man. He came here. He said, they give him the first one. The people where they served him. Immediately he took a cup, wow, quickly look left, and then put the bottle in it again. Free alcohol. So he said, it was the minister that said, wait now, they never minister. Wait till the pastor pray. He said, okay. He put him again. And he took the communion. The testimony is that the man realized 2 days after that he had not taken alcohol after that meeting. And it was then he remembered. He said, he never take home. And he went to his pocket where he put the alcohol, took the bottle, open it to drink. This time he drank and he vomited. The smell of the alcohol became nauseating to him. That is how he stopped drinking alcohol at a wisdom. The woman did not try to make him to stop it. You cannot force a man from exercising his free will. Can't force him. Praise the Lord. Number two, things I cannot change. Accept the masculinity and the femininity of your spouse. Accept that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You are marrying a man. He is a man. She's a woman. Brother, you have to accept that she is a woman. Sister, you have to accept that he is a man, not a woman. That's why 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 7 emphasizes that we should dwell with the women according to knowledge, dealing with them as the weaker vessels. Hallelujah. A woman, brother, you must know. Praise the Lord. There's a way it is put in Proverbs chapter 17. Can we open it? It's very important. Very, very important. Verse 28. This is the way he put it. Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted what? Wise. And he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. A woman is made to be talkative. A man is not talkative. So, when you descend to the level of being exchanging words with your wife, you are not wise, brother. You are a fool. Because even a known fool, when he closes his mouth, when he's supposed to talk, at that moment, he is considered wise. So it is foolishness to descend to the level of a woman and act like a woman because the woman is acting as a woman. Praise the Lord. Again, you must know that there are things that appeal to women. They appeal to them. But those same things may be unnecessary to the man. For instance, we all know every woman likes to bring out details of issues. I listen to women and men when we are settling problems. The woman will take 2 hours and never stop. She remembers every detail. Detail by detail. In case of the way he talk like this, the man will say, huh? That is, he's surprised that the woman remember it. Something where he don't forget. Details. When it is time for the man to talk, you go hear the man go say, Pastor, all the things where the woman talk. Now woman talk. Brother talk now. He go say, Pastor, what do you make I talk? You have to say, and I say, she has said it all. No man will say, quickly he wants to summarize and let the matter end. Praise the Lord. Things that are unnecessary to the man, the woman will point it out in details. And even when you sit down, amen. The worst thing, brother, you marry a woman and there is nobody at home. Now only you and her. No picking. No relation with you, just 2 of you. Then you sit down, boom. You cannot chat with your wife for long. You are killing her. Woman generally likes to sit down and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. You know, I am married. I'm not saying my wife is a talkative. All women, they like to chat. Let out. They have to let out. If you don't have time to talk with your wife, you are building up wahala, trouble. So, divorce time to sit down and chat. Okay, what are we going to talk? Talk all the nonsense you want to hear. If you cannot talk, just help her listen. Just listen. Even if you are thinking and calculating all your market for your head, but just they look and they smile. Yes. Your mind, then your market. Don't leave the woman and say, I beg. I want sleep. Since morning, I did for house here. Since morning. You come now, no time for me. You want sleep now. Early in the morning, 5:30, you are going out again. IK, it's not good though. You say, this woman, you are too naggy, leave me to rest. You are killing her. You are creating trouble at home. You are not living with her according to knowledge. Do you know, up till today, praise God. Amen. See, a woman loves to be appreciated. The thing she loves, she wants you to love them too. Amen. Do you know that till today, One thing where they vex my wife with me is that she go wear new cloth. I no go know send her new cloth. He said, how do you like this cloth? Then I will answer, na new cloth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Another thing women like to do is shopping. Women like shopping. Amen. When I say they love shopping here, I didn't say they love spending. Spending is different from shopping. You may just have 5,000 naira in your pocket, but just say, let's go for shopping. Then you take her out. She likes to go to that shopping center. Now 5,000 naira in my ghetto. This club fine. Then you go again. They go here. Where baby side? Where this one side? Now 5,000 naira in my ghetto. You people are going around that shopping center. 3 hours. Amen. Then when we now go around finish, then we now go buy the thing, we carry when I come that market. The 5,000 naira and go. And if you should give her money to go for shopping, amen. You come follow and enter that market. Cha cha cha. Amen. This is what she wants. A man will go straight to what he wants to buy. The first shop is here and there, he will buy. But the woman is here for this shop. He will check other shops first. From this shop to the other shop. To this shop to the other shop. This one to the. Let's go back to that first one. In the interest of peace, as he don't turn us to mumu, you're going to follow him. We are next. Yeah. You don't tire, but you're going to follow him. They go. And she must go with you. If you say go and come back, the shopping is not sweet until he goes with you. I don't know whether going with you, in case the money where she hold no reach so that she can get more. Oh, I don't understand. But she must go with you. So you must create time to follow your wife out for shopping. It is their nature. It's their nature. Praise the Lord. Whether you have money or not, to go and buy okra and pepper, not be shopping. Shopping and shopping. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They love going out. A woman also loves going, you know, loves eating out. She likes to eat some other person's food, not her own. So when you see them, they say they want to go party with you. Then they go party. Now the food is that they go for. They love to eat out. So from time to time, in the interest of peace, take them on out for eating. Take them out for eating. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Men also, they are only interested in the major factors of an issue. They are not interested in any details. That is their nature. That's their nature. So accept these natural differences and flow happily with them identify that this is a woman and this is what she likes, there's nothing you can do to change it. You have to accept it. There's nothing you can do. A man, you must accept that you are married to a woman. You are not married to another man. A woman, you are married to a man. You are not married to a woman. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yes, now. Women, for instance, love to cook. Men love to eat. That's their nature. How they cook, how you cook, doesn't matter, but it's always he must eat. That is his nature.